This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 67 for Monday, September 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Monday morning following declines in the Chicago soy complex. The November canola contract drops back $7.70 at $866 per ton. The January contract loses $8 at $858.30 per ton. There's additional pressure from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Daytime highs across the prairies are forecast to improve from the mid-teens to the low 20 degrees Celsius as the week progresses. Little precipitation is expected across the region. Alberta says its harvest of major crops is more than 60% complete, with the combining of canola about one-third finished. Canadians are going to the polls today, with the winner of the early federal election too close to call. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 77.97 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.61. Officials from the United States Department of Justice are resuming plea deal talks with lawyers representing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou. If the two sides can reach an agreement, that could pave the way for the release of Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, who are being held in a Chinese prison. The markets will likely be quieter on Monday and Tuesday, as those in China are closed for a two-day autumn holiday. Private analytical firm IHS Market is calling for U.S. soybean production for 2021-22 to be about 4.38 billion bushels, about 7 million more than what the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates. Also, IHS Market projects U.S. corn production to be around 15.05 billion bushels, 15 million more than what the USDA forecast. The USDA releases its weekly export inspections report later this morning and its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract drops 17.5 cents at $12.66.5 per bushel. December soy oil falls 1.2 cents at 55.06 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2.20 at $340 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Monday. The December contract drops 8 cents at $5.19 per bushel. Chicago oats are down, with the December contract losing 9.5 cents at $5.33. Wheat futures are weaker as well on Monday. Chicago December is losing 12 cents at $6.97. Kansas City December falls 14 cents at $6.99. And Minneapolis December pulls back a dime at 890.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.